President Bush's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, will resign in July. Fleischer told reporters this morning that he informed the president of his decision last week. He said he was eager to enter the private sector after spending 21 years in government and politics. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
Fleischer faced reporters through the September 11th terrorist attacks and two wars, but sometimes seemed that he was known more for what he wouldn't tell reporters.
Ari Fleischer certainly has no problem. He's still here for a couple of more months, simply not answering questions. And you'd see it in his briefings. A question would be asked, it would be avoided, or he'd say, I have no information on that. Then on follow-ups over the course of the briefing, the same question would come up, and he would say, I've already answered that question. Then there'd be another follow-up, and he'd say something like, I'd refer you to my earlier answer to that question. One of my colleagues here, a reporter from CBS, was quoted in a newspaper story about Fleischer last year. This reporter said that Fleischer has the ability to suck information out of a room. So, but there were also incidents when he was accused of simply misleading the press. When the war in Iraq began, he was asked if the president was watching the first live pictures on television. He said the president doesn't get his news from TV. He implied that the president was busy with other things. A friend of the president told a reporter how Mr. Bush was watching the news of the war very closely on TV, and even chuckled when a reporter on TV referred to Fleischer, saying the president was not watching. So,
is there a moment he'll be best known for?
I think he will be best known for being pretty cool under questioning up there. The overall legacy will be of a guy who was the face of a White House that was, some say, obsessed with secrecy and with controlling information. He did have some moments when he came in for pretty strong criticism of his comments from the podium. When asked about a comment made by a comedian talk show host, Bill Maher, that show Politically Incorrect, in the weeks after 9/11, Fleischer warned, there are reminders to all Americans that they need to watch what they do, and this is not a time for remarks like that. It was a moment when he seemed to be stifling free speech. There was also the question not that long ago about whether the U.S. could afford the cost of a war in Iraq. And he said, and this is a quote, one bullet in Saddam Hussein's head would be cheaper than a war. That one seemed to be advocating an assassination of a foreign leader. And he later acknowledged that he'd gone too far on that one.
How close is he to President Bush?
Well, he's not one of the Texans who's been with the president since Mr. Bush's early days in politics. Fleischer's from New York. He was a Republican spokesman on Capitol Hill for most of his career. In the 2000 Republican primaries, he was a spokesman for another candidate, for Elizabeth Dole, moving over to the Bush campaign when she dropped out. And there's always been talk that he was never fully in the loop at the White House. But again, he was the public face.
Any idea who'll take his place?
Deputy Press Secretary Scott McClellan's name comes up most often. He's seen as the leading candidate. He's a Texan. He worked for Governor Bush in Texas. But there are other candidates as well. So we'll find out in the next month or so.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.